This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 18th day of July, 2024. Just a few stories from abroad, most focused on the attempted assassination, the convention, and what the Democrats are going to do to salvage their situation, where they are absolutely frantic to find a way out. We begin, however, antiwar.com reports Moscow wants clarification from the acting president of Ukraine, actually not since its term ran out, but in May, Zelensky, about the peace summit. Tuesday, the Kremlin responded to Ukrainian President Zelensky saying Russia should attend the next peace summit. The previous summit, held in Switzerland last month, was billed as a peace summit, but Russia was not invited. The first peace summit was not a peace summit at all. So one must understand first what he, Zelensky, has in mind, said Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. Zelensky used the Switzerland summit and previous similar meeting to Bush's peace formula, which called for a complete Russian withdrawal from Ukraine before peace talks could even start, a non-starter for negotiating with Moscow, which is also, by according to Zelensky, supposed to pay reparations, stand down, give up even Crimea, and allow Zelensky to have NATO, Ukraine join NATO. What an absurdity. Just embarrassing beyond words. Meanwhile, the Israeli military turns out to be facing a shortage of tanks, troops, ammo. Israeli military says it facing shortages of tanks and ammo. The IDF facing a shortage of functioning tanks and shells. The admission came in a court filing explaining why the IDF was not allowing female tank soldiers in Gaza. On Monday, the IDF informed the Israeli High Court that many of its tanks were damaged during an operation in Gaza. The Israeli military added it was facing a shortage of tank shells. The case was started by female IDF tank soldiers while engaged in an operation in southern Israel on October 7th, who had been denied requests to deploy to Gaza. The number of operational tanks in the Corps is insufficient for the needs of the war and for conducting experiments in the deployment of women, the IDF wrote in response. We're working to increase the arsenal. The IDF has been recruiting extraordinarily large numbers to replace the missing soldiers, really dead soldiers, and cannot allocate manpower for such experiments while the war continues. Well, that's quite a stunning admission. Meanwhile, the old evil Israelis occupying Palestine, just like the new evil Ramallah occupied Palestine, it comes back in a rush. The stench of raw sewage, the groan of the diesel, sloth-like Israeli armored personnel carriers, the vans filled with broods of children, driven by chalky-faced colonists, certainly not from here, probably Brooklyn or somewhere in Russia or maybe Britain. Little has changed. The checkpoints with their blue and white Israeli flags dot the roads and intersections. The red tiled roofs of the colonist settlements, illegal under international law, dominate hillsides above Palestinian villages and towns. They have grown in number and expanded in size, but they remain protected in blast barriers, concertina wire, and watchtowers surrounded by the obscenity of lawns and gardens. The colonists have access to beautiful sources of water in this and landscape that Palestinians are denied. This arid landscape. Meanwhile, Biden claims he's done more for the Palestinian community than anyone else. Can you imagine? President Biden claimed in an interview published Monday, he's done more for the Palestinian community than anyone else. Comments that come after 9 months of his administration supporting Israel's genocidal campaign in Gaza. I'm the guy who did more for the Palestinian community than anybody, he said on a YouTube show 360 with Speedy. As an example of what he's done for the Palestinian community, Biden said. I'm the guy who opened all the assets. I'm the guy who made sure I got the Egyptian to open the border, let goods and medicine and food through. However, Biden also backed the Israeli operation to capture the Rafah border crossing on the Egypt-Gaza border, and it's been closed ever since. Biden also appeared to suggest in the interview that he's only provided defensive weapons to Israel, even though his administration has shipped tens of thousands of bombs and other types of munitions. I sent defensive weapons, Biden claimed. I denied them offensive weapons. They were using 2,000-pound bombs and the rest, because I made it real clear they cannot use a weapon we provide them to, in fact, use in civilian areas. What nonsense. If you want further proof of how far gone this guy is, how detached from reality, there it is. Meanwhile, Daily Wire, Biden says if he's diagnosed with a medical condition, he'll consider dropping out. Isn't that remarkable? Right after the attempt on Trump, and there's been a huge surge of support solidifying his report, solidifying the swing states, where I believe Trump could take all 50 states, all of a sudden now, he's saying he could step down if he had a medical condition. The 81-year-old who has insisted he does not have any major medical issues continues to face calls from within his own party to drop out of the race following his disastrous debate performance last month against former President Trump, in which he displayed obvious signs of cognitive impairment. In an interview with Ed Gordon on BET News, Gordon asked Biden if there were anything that could convince him it was time for him to reconsider staying in the race. If I had some medical condition that emerged, if somebody of doctors came to me and said, you got this problem and that problem, Biden said, he made a serious mistake in the whole debate, but then appeared to lose his train of thought and didn't even say what mistake he had made. How bad is that? Having made the announcement, what do we learn now? President Biden tests positive for COVID. While campaigning in Las Vegas, says Miles Simpson, remember the test they use for that, the PCR test, is known for generating 97% false positives. In other words, you can set it at cycle to guarantee you'll get a positive result. Las Vegas. President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID while traveling Wednesday in Las Vegas and is experiencing mild symptoms, including general malaise from the infection, the White House said. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden will fly to his home in Delaware, where he will self-isolate and continue to carry out all his duties fully during that time. Yes, just as he's carried out all his duties fully in the past. The news had first been shared by Unidos U.S. President CEO Janet Margula, who told guests at the group's convention in Las Vegas the president has sent his regrets, could not appear because he tested positive for the virus. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the president's physician, said in a note that Biden, 81, presented this afternoon with upper respiratory symptoms to include rhinorrhea, a runny nose, and non-productive cough, with general malaise. After the positive COVID test, Biden was prescribed the antiviral drug Paxlovid and has taken his first dose, O'Connor said. Wow, isn't that remarkable timing? Just as senior House Democrats tell Axios, we've all resigned ourselves to a second Trump presidency. A senior House Democrat reportedly told Axios that many in Congress have resigned themselves to a second Trump term following an assassination attempt on the former president's life this weekend. While most lawmakers who spoke to Axios said they could not make any proper predictions until after the Democrat National Convention, at least one senior leader believes that former President Donald Trump will win the election. We've all resigned ourselves to a second Trump presidency, the lawmaker was quoted as saying. That anonymous quote sparked numerous reactions on social media. If you're a senior Democrat who feels this way, you should absolutely retire and make space for true leadership that refuses to resign themselves to fascism. This kind of leadership is functionally useless to the American people. Retire, said AOC. Beyond pathetic, said never Trumper, Republican Bill Kristol. Aside from Trump, other congressional Democrats told Axios that the move to replace President Biden at the moment has likely ended due to the attempted assassination. Congressional Democrats, all concerning angst over President Biden's candidacy, has taken an abrupt backseat in lawmakers' minds in the wake of an assassination attempt against former President Trump, reported Axios, which, of course, has caused a huge surge of support for Trump. Then we have Larry Johnson talking about what happened here. Let's pick it up.
Since 2024, Larry Johnson joins us now. Larry, it's a pleasure, no matter what we're talking about. Thank you very much for joining us.
Always at your beck and call.
Thank you, dear friend. You are, of course, a renowned expert on rifles and ballistics. And, of course, you have a lot of sources and friends in the government and out. And you've been able to provide us with great information. I do want to start with an apology. And that is, we ran an X, you know, what used to be called a tweet, of what the person who created it claimed was him as an officer,
right,
intended to guard the president, asking for permission to shoot the shooter and permission denied. And it turns out that that was false and phony. We thought it was real and serious at the time we put it up. It came to me from a source that is credible, but that source was duped. You and I discussed it as if it was real. We apologize. We right. both acknowledge that it's since been widely debunked and was not real.
I don't believe that. I believe it was real. The sniper at his in his sights. He's there on a rooftop. He's got a rifle. It's aimed at Donald Trump. He requested permission to fire and did not receive permission to fire until after the patsy had fired. I mean, otherwise, what good is having a patsy? They had to let him fire before they took him out. So I think, on the contrary, Judge Napolitano has allowed himself to be played. Continuing.
Nevertheless, there are many, many questions about what happened, how it happened, how the former and likely future president was nearly murdered. Let's start, if we can, with the scenario of how all this came about. Was the shooter at the scene before the president was there? Was he there a day or two before? Do we know of his whereabouts or his preparation, Larry?
I have seen no report that happened.
When I get a chance.
But There's no way that without visiting the site beforehand, that he would have been able to do what he did. There had to be some, you know, he had to go out there before. And also what's noteworthy is he was carrying a rangefinder. You know, you've played golf, and when you're out in the middle of the fairway and you look through the rangefinder telling you how far it is to the yardstick, he was carrying that. So that's another indicator that he was not, you know, a complete novice with these firearms. And let me just correct you on one thing. You say I'm a renowned expert. I just know which end of the gun the bullet comes out of, okay?
Larry, you're a certified instructor, and you instruct some pretty important people. So to me, you're renowned, but I appreciate your humility. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, my dear friend. Is it true that he was seen by members of the audience who were there to hear the president, who made known their alarm that seeing a human being on a roof with some sort of a black device in his hands, I don't know if they even could determine that it was a rifle.
He was seen multiple times over a 30-minute period. This highlights what was one of probably the biggest breakdowns. And there's a company, it's called Fieldcraft. I know its owner, a good guy named Mike Glover, former SF guy. We had some dealings on another project related to Benghazi more than 10 years ago. So I know Mike, and he's solid. And one of the guys that works for him is just retired from a SWAT team and knows the Secret Service people who were involved with this. And they gave him the real story about what happened. Number one, the Secret Service did not do advance work on those buildings that were out there. They should have, they didn't. Number two goes to your question. They did not have a single point of communications where, you know, a police officer that would have been out there witnessing that could call back to the what they call the Tactical Operations Center and say, hey, we've got a problem here, and to have a coordinated communications plan. They didn't have that. They didn't have any way of identifying friend or foe. And one of the ways police do that is they have what's called a color of the day. And we've seen this in Ukraine, in the war in Ukraine, both on the Russian side, Ukrainian side, where they put a colored armband on, white or blue and yellow or red or whatever. But everybody who's part of the security apparatus will have a color on, an identifying mark. That way, you know who's supposed to be there. And then anybody that's not wearing that color is not supposed to be there, and you take action against them.
Did snipers see him and think he might have been one of them?
That's speculation at this point. What we do know now, according to the buddy at Fieldcraft, there was a second counter sniper team that was located on the roof of the building that was to Trump's left. Now, the picture that everybody has seen, you know, of the guys on the sloped roof with a tripod, they were to Trump's right. And I'm saying, I'm Donald Trump facing downrange.
Right.
The sniper team that everybody's seen the picture of is up here to his right. These other guys are to the left.
Let me just stop here a second. So this is from NBC News, which took this photograph and created this graphic.
Right.
The stage where Trump was shot, where we see to the left of that stage, the little sort of pinkish square box right at the head of the aisle.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure pound Yarko Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
One of the proofs we have that 9/11 was an inside job is that there were stop options or loss options on United and American Airlines the day before, which are ways of wagering that the stock is going to drop. And even the heads of the 9/11 commission were baffled because they tracked it back to their source and decided they couldn't have had nothing to do with it because their source was CIA. But of course, there was the evidence staring them right in the face. Well, we have a similar indication that the attempt at shooting at Trump was an inside job. Here's a post on Twitter, died suddenly. New, soon to be unmasked entities bet that President Trump DJT stock would plummet one day before the assassination attempt. Shorts against a Truth Social stock more than doubled from July 1st through July 12th, meaning people or large organizations were predicting that by Monday, the stock would plummet, something that undoubtedly would have occurred had President Trump died in Pennsylvania. This could mean some had foreknowledge of the plot against Trump's life and tried to profit from the coming calamity. This also happened on 9/11, as I mentioned, where bets were placed against the stocks of major airline companies, American and United, the day before the attack. And those stocks did drop. Here we have the health ranger, Mike Adams, talking about it. The identities of the people who shorted the stock will be incredibly revealing. Look for an instant attempt at a cover-up. The deep state knew and believed Trump would be killed on Saturday, So I placed bets on the market, according to that belief. Caught. And here's a couple of comments. Skin Diesel. This destroys the lone 20-year-old kid theory. Here's another. Seems like taking out a huge life insurance policy on your spouse right before you knock them off. Yes, indeed. And get this. We now know which company shorted the stock. You're going to be surprised. The Austin Private Wealth Company that reportedly shorted 12 million shares. 12 million shares. Now ask yourself, what was the value of those shares? But it had to be at least $10, probably a whole lot more. So if you're talking about 12 million shares, you're talking about $120 million with a filing date of July 12th, made a huge, huge bet that Trump business values would plummet. Guess who this company donates to? Here are just a few from their website. ACLU. ADL Austin, that's the Anti-Defamation League. Shalom Austin, Jewish Community Center, Camp Young Judeas, Congregation Beth Israel, Austin Jewish Academy, Hadassah. These are Jewish groups that were betting Trump stock would drop and sunk a minimum of $120 million into their wager, which they lost. Meanwhile, Mayorkas, DHS accused of interfering with a House probe into the Trump assassination, Lauren Boebert. At the direction of Mayorkas, the Secret Service has now gone back on its promise to brief the House Oversight Committee on the attempted assassination of President Trump. At a time when every single American wants to hear from them, they won't show up. The Department of Homeland Security under impeached Secretary Mayorkas is obstructing the House of Representatives investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Key details. Representative Michael Cloud alleges DHS is hindering communication between the Secret Service and the House Oversight Committee. House Oversight Committee, led by Representative Comer of Kentucky, is issuing subpoenas to ensure cooperation from the Secret Service. DHS Secretary Mayorkas had been criticized for his management and policy leading to his impeachment by the House in February of 2024. It is absolutely stunning. Department of Homeland Security under Mayorkas is interfering with a House investigation into the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. Representative Michael Cloud of Texas disclosed the allegation during an interview with the GOP's National Convention, highlighting concerns about the department's transparency. He expressed frustration with DHS actions, saying it's very concerning that right off the bat, we see DHS obfuscating as opposed to being transparent. There should be something that, regardless of party, we don't allow this kind of thing in this country.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hemp Haze by Mynutra. Why is hemp haze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hemp haze. Hemp haze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Today, we're divided nation. We have to stop putting on the blue jersey or red jersey.
The water tower in Cape Baldwin like flipped out. She's like, oh no.
Well, let me say, Redacted is just a sensational show. This guy is completely brilliant. Here's what Redacted
today
is reporting.
We're a divided nation. We have to stop putting on the blue jersey or red jersey. Instead, put on the red one.
Official story that 20-year-old Thomas Crooks tried and failed to assassinate President Trump. That was that he was a lone gunman, right? That's the official story. There's now overwhelming evidence to overturn that official story and raise serious questions that at the very least he had help, and at the most, there were multiple shooters. We spoke to an eyewitness who was in the bleachers behind President Trump. She witnessed Corey being shot and killed and saw gunshots hitting multiple locations. And we're going to share that interview with you here in a moment. It's shocking. It's heartbreaking. She's an amazing woman. She comes from an amazing family. And we're going to hear her story in a second. It'll blow your mind. Now, first, though, moments ago, the House of Representatives subpoenaed the director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle. Here is from Congress of the United States of America and the House of Representatives and the Committee on Oversight and Accountability Congressman Comer's office saying that, wait a minute, you were going to appear, testify before Congress on Monday about the failure of the Secret Service, but now it looks like Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, has stepped in and will not allow her to testify. What? Really? What is Alejandro Mayorkas trying to prevent her from saying in front of Congress?
Well, it's interesting, on the same day that DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, says, we're going to do our own investigation, meaning Congress, we don't really need you. You don't need her. We've got this. So you need to step back. She actually doesn't need a congressional testimony. She doesn't need to be photographed or videotaped answering real questions. We're on this one.
Someone in the chat says, Clayton forgot to shave today. No, I didn't. I intentionally didn't shave today. You want to hear a story? The other day, I shaved and cut my nose wide open and blood was pouring for like 20 minutes. Like an hour. I couldn't stop it.
Yes. So, I had to run to the drugstore and get him a styptic pen.
So I'm holding off on the shaving for a few days.
So he's rocking the 5 o'clock shadow on purpose.
Yeah, it's not unintentional. Thanks to the chat for being eagle-eyed, though. I appreciate that. So now, according to the subpoena, Kimberly Cheadle was set to testify. She's not any longer. And so now, as you point out, Congress is saying, we're going to take matters into our own hand. We're going to subpoena. We want all of the diagrams, photos, aerial information, communication that you guys had on the day and leading up to this event. Fascinating. So we'll see if we get answers from Congress on this.
Including what was the plan? We know what was executed. We know where people were and where people were not, quite obviously not, right? Yeah. But was there a different plan? Because there are some people, including Dan Bongino, who was former Secret Service agent, saying, oh no, there was a plan to have people on that roof. So what happened?
She stood them down. Right. We now know she stood them down. They were told to stand down and not go on that roof for their safety because of a sloping roof, which is, okay, that's now her responsibility. That's her fault. Why did she ask them to stand down and not go on that sloped roof?
Right.
Which everyone is mocking now, of course. So you need to ask yourself.
The memes are everything, though, about the slope. I'm at least having fun with that. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, if you're watching on Twitter, you see the cows on slanted roofs and so forth. Right. The cows and all sorts of things on slanted roofs. So anyway, I want to know why Mayorkas doesn't want her to testify. Why? What is Alejandro Mayorkas trying to hide by not having...
Now, you got to understand, Secret Service today is under the DHS. It used to be under the Department of the Treasury. So Mayorkas are directly in charge of Secret Service. This was obviously a half-ass arrangement. They wanted to attribute his death to incompetence. They brought in not his regular Secret Service detail, but a bunch of clowns. The woman in charge was from Pittsburgh, said to have limited experience. The area they defined as a security zone was only about half the size it ought to have been and made a big notch of exception for the building where the Patsy shooter was located. I'm now convinced there was a second shooter, more distant, but in the same angle toward Trump, further distant behind the Patsy. So you have shots, and I reported already yesterday, we had acoustical evidence of three different weapons being used, three shots, then five, and then one, the one being the counter sniper taking out the Patsy on the roof. Meanwhile, January 6th committee leader tried stripping Trump of Secret Service protection before the assassination attempt. This is a guy named, what is it, Benny Thompson? What a scumbag. This is a guy who ran the January 6th committee and then had all the records destroyed that exonerated Trump. He was the victim of an assassination attempt. After the shooter began using his rifle, Secret Service agents jumped on the president. Unfortunately, current law doesn't anticipate how Secret Service protection would impact the felony prison sentence. He tried to get it removed from Trump altogether. They want Trump dead. Meanwhile, the FBI has now unlocked the phone of the suspected perpetrator. Skepticism amounts over FBI's handling of the high-profile investigation. Totally legitimately. The FBI announced Monday it had successfully accessed the phone of Thomas Matthew Crook, the 20-year-old who attempted to assassinate former President Trump. At least he was a patsy. FBI technical specialist successfully gained access. His home was raided by law enforcement Saturday night. The FBI's conducted interviews with nearly 100 law enforcement personnel, witnesses, event attenders, hundreds of digital media tips, including photos and videos from the scene, are being reviewed. But it even slipped out between the cracks that the FBI would like to see Trump dead. How bad is that? Meanwhile, here's an attempt to sort out the difference between true Trump assassination fact and fiction. This is from Arngrim R. Let's look at what really happened. My students know I love teaching history by map. Map provides so much information. Even before you know anything specific about a country, civil battle, war, we're talking about events we need to see mentally. Places where the events we're talking about took place. Trump's rally was organized on the grounds of the Butler Farm Show incorporated in Butler, Pennsylvania, 40 to 50 minutes north of Pittsburgh. The ground surrounding the place, look, and here he's got a map about it as to what the surroundings look like. The long fields were where the rally took place. Here we see the main elements, the podium where Trump gave his speech, the cranes with the flag, the bleachers, the roof where the assassin took his shot. Following pictures, so those main elements everyone talks about. A lot of speculation can be found online about what actually happened. As if there was only one team present, but mostly speculation. Once you know the lay of the land, a lot becomes very clear and very, very damning questions arise. By overlaying pictures and matching them with the features to a Maxar satellite photograph obtained from Reuters, I was able to recreate a rather exact representation of each location. He goes on to say how much something is wrong. And has identified what I would suggest is an additional shooter location. Good for him. Meanwhile, Scott Bennett and I did a show about it. I won't go into detail. You obviously have a pretty good idea of my thoughts about it, with which Scott agreed. I've simply given you the link. Meanwhile, we have new footage emerging of President Trump arriving at the hospitals. Patients react to seeing a bloody President Trump. Here we have an ER patient at the hospital in Butler captured the moment Trump arrived at the hospital. You can see how shaken up are people in the ER waiting room overhearing Trump had been shot and how happy they were to see that he wasn't seriously injured.
Who is that? Oh, sorry. Oh yeah, we're front row, and my friend's got blood coming out of his head.
He's walking. Nice. Genuine concern, blood coming from his head. Meanwhile, Van Jones comments on the Trump decision. In a dramatic turn of events, former President Trump officially clinched the Republican nomination during yesterday's roll call, alongside his choice of Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate, sent shockwaves through various political circles. While many anticipated a strong reaction, the intensity and nature of the responses have been nothing short of explosive. Here's Sean Davis. The absolute worst people in media and politics are having public temper tantrums about J.D. Vance becoming the next VP. That's a great sign. CNN's Van Jones provide perhaps the most incendiary commentary, labeling Vance as a virus. This rhetoric is particularly striking given the recent assassination attempt on Trump on July 13. Jones, who has occasionally offered balanced critiques of his own party, appear to have crossed a line with this characterization. It began. Trump is an instinctive, impulsive, intuitive nationalist. J.D. Vance is an ideological nationalist. That's a much more dangerous virus because it can polish this stuff and make it seem palatable to people. He can sell this stuff to Silicon Valley. He can sell it other places. And what it does is lock the Republican Party on a pathway that I think is dangerous for the world. Again, the Ukrainians are now in deep trouble. NATO is now in deep trouble. Trump could have gone with a Nikki Haley and signaled the world, hey, listen, I got to give stuff to my base, but I'm not going to abandon the world. This pick is a horror on the world stage. I'm not so sure. Here we have Vox. Trump VP pick is a naked authoritarian. The thing to understand about J.D. Vance is he doesn't believe in democracy. I think some of this criticism is warranted. I'm very skeptical about Vance. Get this. He's brutally pro-bioweapon vax injection and suggests that all the nurses who refuse to take the jab ought to be fired. Here's a tweet. J.D. Vance. American hospitals are overwhelmed. It's time to take this seriously as a start. Let's fire thousands of nurses who refuse to get the vaccine. That will help. Another, vaccine and mask mandates in New York are working great to stop the spread. He has no idea what he's talking about. The vax did nothing to inhibit transmission. That was just propaganda. And he doesn't know any better. That's very bad. Meanwhile, we have to go back to Trump making this remark. Listen to
states taking steps, but the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession of that individual.
Or might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
We just think
that's just a reverse of the American way, that you cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Donald Trump was there directly contradicting that process. I don't look like that. Meanwhile, we have crooks on video casing the joint. I'm now receiving so many images documenting, this is John Leake, the preposterousness of the security lapse on Saturday. I can no longer keep up. The latest is a video taken an hour before the shooting of crooks casing the joint. Note he's wearing a gray serge shirt that perfectly matches the color of the building. That strongly suggests his intention is to blend in with the building as best possible while standing next to its walls and crawling on its roof. Clearly, he possessed knowledge of the building before he dressed that morning. Here's another. Crooks may have indeed brought a ladder to the shootout. John Leake again. Yesterday, I posted what struck me and most of my readers as preposterous. CNN reported the would-be assassination allegedly brought his own ladder to the event, as reported on CNN. On Friday, he went to a shooting range where he was a member and practiced firing, a law enforcement official told CNN. Next morning, he went to a Home Depot where he bought a 5-foot ladder and a gun store where he purchased 50 rounds of ammo. Many readers seem to think I ascribe credibility to the CNN report. Quick to point out, the ladder displayed in the image was far taller than 5 feet. However, shortly after posted the essay, an old friend called and said, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if that kid showed up with his own ladder and carried it up right up to the building without anyone saying a word or stopping him. Clearly, no one was running security at the building. That appears to be exactly right. It was a setup. It was an inside job. Here's yet a third, again from John Leake. At approximately the same time, people on the ground next to the building where Crooks was perched started frantically yelling and gesturing at the roof, two counter sniper teams, one on the north barn, one on the south, aimed their rifles at the roof about which the alarm was being raised.
Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaS Secret.com. That's SusannaS Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Eight final stories. I mention them and comment on a couple. President Biden calls a fallen firefighter's widow, but she flatly rejects him. How appropriate. Big boy Biden, in his own words, he had a so-called big boy press conference, but he barfed it up all over the place. Disgusting. RFK Jr. apologizes for sharing his conversation with Trump. It was leaked. Tucker warns a spiritual battle is underway in America. Then he reveals the number one target. Very obvious now. Listen to this. Now, it took me about a year to figure this out. I'm not a super genius, But what group do they dislike most? What group do they are they absolutely terrified of and hoping to eliminate? Well, it's Christians. That's who it is. It's Christians. Well, who do you think wants to target Christians? I hate to say it. It's the Zionist Jews targeting the Christians. Really, think about it. Meanwhile, Fox News just called Donald Trump the sitting president. Michael Douglas went on The View and just left the host speechless. What did he do? He called for an open convention. He was asked to comment on the op-ed by George Clooney, which was clearly not out of the blue. And Douglas agreed with Clooney's premise. The Democrats need to have an open convention to pick a new nominee. I think that's a valid point. I'm deeply, deeply concerned. I mean, especially, it's difficult because the Democrats have a big bench. They got a lot of heavy hitters. But you see, if Kamala has moved up, she polls even worse than Biden. Meanwhile, some of the left-wing legal beagles, Lawrence Tribe included, attacked Judge Cannon for calling out the Jack Smith appointment as having been invalid and illegal. She is right. They are wrong. Finally, what happens when someone who's taken the shot has sex with someone who has not? Well, it's your worst nightmare. They are transmitted. And remember, it changes your DNA. So we're talking about very serious issues here. Everyone needs to understand what's going on. Everyone needs to understand. Just to give you an idea of how bad it was with Biden, here it is from Counterpunch. Big boy Biden, in his own words. Things didn't start off well. In a public event earlier in the afternoon, meant to show NATO. Right back, and I'll take your calls.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-off, LLC, 417-932-619.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Guitar gently weeps.
Well, the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 18th day of July 2024, when I take your calls. Delighted. The first call today is from Layla in Canada. Share your thoughts, Layla. Welcome back.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. This is further to my comments yesterday. Assuming that I'm wrong, which of course is entirely possible, it's, I think, the veterans in the audience who are more qualified to say, would a bullet grazing any appendage, an ear or a finger or whatever, cause tissue damage to neighboring tissue, bruising that would be visible after the fact? That would be something I'd like to hear from the veterans. But secondly, I thought the timing is a little interesting. Since Vance was so rarely mentioned by Trump and by all those speculating, I can't help but wonder, was that an indication to Trump? If it was a legitimate shot by a very talented sharpshooter with other crisis actors around it to give it a sense of realism, was it a warning to Trump? You either take Vance or you're dead. That's just a question, something that's rolling around in my head. And finally, as further indication of what I've mentioned before, that many presidents never really served as president, but that their handlers, often those of the Zionist team, and I'm not calling them Zionist Jews. I was rebuked yesterday by a Muslim for implying that all Jews are should be put in the same bag. This person insists there are decent Jews, humane Jews, true Jews who are not something that he calls Jewism or Zionism. He wants me to make that distinction. And I think he knows more than I do about the life there. So I'm going to respect his judgment and acknowledge that there are some good people who happen to be Jewish anywhere in the world. Now, on to Woodrow Wilson. Brandeis, it has often been asserted, wrote most of Wilson's far-leaning liberal ideologies. And we know that Wilson was supposedly incapacitated, either in a coma or otherwise, for almost a year. That was also when Brandeis was extremely active in the Zionist movement. And I've just been looking at an archives in Louisville, Kentucky, of the Brandeis period, the years of his personal documentation, letters that he wrote, and he wrote extensively on Palestine and Zionism. Now, we know that he was, Brandeis was very much in favor of the Zionists taking over Palestine. We also know he circulated a 1915 pamphlet that went to everyone, including non-Jews. He influenced Mark Twain to campaign Palestine as being a decrepit old place that needed to be taken over by an industrious people, anyone who would be admired by the Americans. And finally, there's another thing that quite accidentally, ironically, out of nowhere, I was not looking through my archive. I opened my iPad and there it was on emails from 2008, where I was exchanging emails with a friend about how ironic it was that Obama won the nomination after he had insisted on the opening of divorce documents of the husband of Jerry Ryan. You remember Jerry Ryan from Star Trek Voyager, the beautiful woman? Apparently, Jerry Ryan had forced her to take off her clothing in front of his friends to show how beautiful she was. And that was in their divorce proceedings. Also, there was another rival to Obama who also had divorce proceedings that were closed, and Obama forced them to be open. And Susan's comments, and she was a very insightful woman, who, by the way, her father was Sephardic Jewish. She was very intelligent and insightful, and she said, and this is after all of the scandals of Clinton's extramarital affairs. At that time, it wasn't known that Obama was supposedly homosexual, that Big Mike is actually a man. There were only comments that Michael had never been seen, or Michelle Obama had never been seen pregnant. Any photos of her? There were no photos of her pushing baby carriages, nothing like that, which is normal, especially for a presidential couple. And on that note, I want to bring in the name of George Clooney was mentioned by you just before the end of the hour. George Clooney's wife is reported by people who know the Drews clan. She's extremely tall. The people of that group in the women are usually much shorter. It is believed that she is a tranny. Her pregnancy has never, yes, it's, I can't say who told me this, but there's things we need to know about the Drews. They never marry outside the Drews sect, S-E-C-T. It's not quite fully Muslim, but they always have to marry a Druze or else you are excommunicated. You are no longer a Druze if you marry outside. You also cannot convert to become a Druze. You must be born a Druze. So they're going to eventually go extinct, obviously. Their numbers have already dwindled. But if they left Lebanon and then, or the Druze lived in the hill countries of Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, Israel, and they're very loyal to Israel. There have actually been Druze judges on the Supreme Court and in, on doctors. The Druze are always, and they serve in the IDF in high positions. The Druze have always been loyal to the leadership of the country in which they live because they observe, they only concern themselves with the Druze religion and whatever. And it's not written down. You can't find a Druze Bible anywhere. It's, that's why I say there are people who believe these are the ancient Druids. But anyway, she is tall. And looking at her, I remember after having been told this, I looked and I thought, oh, my God, that could be a very feminine man. That is just something to throw out because Clooney is inserting himself into a political issue, which is really none of his business, except, of course, Clooney has made movies about politics. And one final thing about Fall Guys, Warren Beatty and the Parallax View that followed after executive order with Burt Lancaster after Kennedy's assassination. There was executive action with Burt Lancaster, if you can still find it. But the most interesting one of all was the one done by Warren Beatty, which I believe he directed or produced and acted in. It was called Parallax View. That was where they recruited people to make them fall guys for certain assassinations. And Warren Beatty, all of his friends had died. One of them was a journalist, told them this was going on. He auditioned or wrote the test for, for this Parallax View, was accepted, and the last shot is him being shot, killed. That's the last shot in the movie. If you can find Parallax View anywhere, it may be worth watching. It may even hold up in terms of production quality. Warren Beatty did good work. Anyway, that's all I have to say for today.
Well, that's all.
I'm here for the veterans.
That's all good stuff. Layla, I'm a veteran. Listen, I'm asking for an expert opinion from an MD who's also a PhD in physics about the earshot. I'm going to get back on that. I am convinced, however, it was a legitimate attempt to assassinate Trump. The shorts, which are mostly from Jewish groups, I got to say, are very damning evidence that they expected Trump to be dead. They invested over $120 million in their shorts. There were three different rifles involved. One fired three shots, one fired five, the other one. The three and the one were related because the three appear to be from the Patsy, the one from the counter sniper who took him out, but the other five from a shooter more distant but on the same trajectory, on the same azimuth as the Patsy. Now, George Clooney has been a big Democrat fundraiser. He and Julia Roberts, for example, not long ago raised, you know, millions for Biden. So you're mistaken to think he's only involved in this by virtue of making.
I'm aware he's always been involved. A lot of his movies are political, are politically thematic. So he's always had political interest.
I'm talking about his role extra cinematography, you know, that he's been a big fundraiser for the Democrats. And when he and Michael Douglas, see, that the problem the Democrats have is Biden stepping down puts Kamala up to bat, but she's polling even worse than Biden, believe it or not. Right. So what they're saying in calling for an open convention is that you have an open choice about who to run for president and vice, and I dare say it's going to be a cat fight or a dog fight between Hillary and Michelle. That's what I predict in Chicago. Your thoughts?
Right. No, Yeah, I agree. I'm aware that Clooney has always been involved outside of. In fact, he and his wife, potential. I don't know. I don't know personally. I just know what I've heard from people who do know the Drews community.
Yeah.
That she might be a tranny, but as yeah. I say, no photos of her with the children, of her pregnant, of her. And they said it was because they wanted their privacy. Well. Oh. You know, that was also the Obama story. But anyway,
Layla, I've done a huge amount of research on Michelle. Absolutely, this is a man. It's not an ordinary
man. Michelle, I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, you're talking about Clooney's wife. Yeah,
Ahmaud.
That's very unusual. That's very interesting. Yeah, I've seen photographs of her. I thought she looked quite beautiful. I thought she was a woman. I'm fascinated. She might not be. Yeah, that's. I love it, Layla.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Cosmetic surgery and engineering of a yeah. body, especially if you're yeah. already born with yeah. a proclivity.
Yeah.
It's for example, I hate to admit this, but even in the Middle Eastern culture of one that is supposedly Arabic in nature, I have known two families where both a sister and a brother were homosexual. There's got to be something
yeah.
there. Two different families, but in each family, there were two siblings, one female,
yeah.
one male, that were homosexual each.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it may not yeah. be unusual among certain groups. That remember, okay. the Arabs are not one group. They are not one homogeneous group.
Oh.
They're highly heterogeneous. But anyway.
Let me come back to your point about not all Jews being Zionists. I mean, right off the bat, when the slaughter began, there was an occupation of Grand Central Station. Hundreds of Jews
yes,
against the genocide. I mean, that was awesome. I was very impressed.
Yes,
so
yes.
You made a lot of great points, Layla. Thank you again.
Jim, let me make one more point that people
sure.
forget. And I happen to know personally. I know of a Jew who never really expressed strong opinions to me, but I knew he was sympathetic with the Palestinians because he would not stay in Israel. He ended up committing suicide after he went into a deep depression over the blood libel that was levied against the Jews of Europe. So
yeah.
he was in agony over the possibility it might have been true, or even the fact that it has been circulated about the people that he somewhat identified with. But he did have a Christian godfather, and his godfather, when the pogroms were taking place in Bucharest, Romania, his godfather was put on a meat cleaver in a slaughterhouse, even though he was Christian, but a friend of the king of Romania, and underneath it said kosher meat. There were many Jews who were put on meat cleavers in slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
There was unkind torment of Jews in Europe, whether or not it was justified
yeah.
or warranted or provoked by
yeah.
some of them. That's why I say the Zionists are not really I sometimes wonder if the Zionists are not an alien species. But anyway, let all that go for now.
Thanks, Layla.
The big thing is, was that a legitimate a signal to Trump? You do as we say, you appoint Vance at the convention or else.
Yeah.
And
let me say, I'm very unhappy about Vance. I think he's bad news, every way I can tell. Bad news. We'll have much more about him to come. Thanks, Layla.
That's what the donors wanted. That's what the big Zionist donors wanted. Anyway, thanks, Jim. Bye for now.
Yeah, thank you, Layla. Hey, the realist from New York. Join us, realist.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for you, Mr. Fetzer. Is it true that Matthew Crooks, is he Jewish? Is it confirmed that he's Jewish? Is that actual proof that he's Jewish?
I don't know that he's Jewish, but he appears to be some kind of tranny. We got a photograph of him that he's looking dressed like a woman. So there's something weird going on there. I don't have information at this point that he's Jewish, but he's pretty weird, and he appears to be mentally unstable.
It looks like he has herpes on his lip. That's what it looks like. But you know, it has to be either or. Either he's a Jew or he's not. I mean, I looked at some publications. I think there's a Christian publication that says that that he's had a Scottish or Jewish ancestry. I mean, either he's Scottish or Jewish. I don't know. But if he's not Jewish or if he is Jewish, I mean, what does it matter? Because there's a narrative that he didn't do the shooting. Okay, there's more people on the roof and things like that. So that means there's possibly a non-Jew that shot Trump, right? That's what you're saying, right?
He was a shooter. He fired 3 shots. So far as I can tell, maybe one of his shots had hit Trump's ear, if indeed Trump's ear was hit. I'm inclined to believe it was hit. Layla's raised a question about it. I don't know the identity of the second shooter, who was on the same azimuth, but 100 yards or more back on another building a little higher. Realize snipers can actually take someone else from as far as a mile away, believe it or not, the very best. Can take someone else from a mile away. The whole security here in this case was hopelessly inadequate. It was an inside job. All of that, I think, is quite obvious at this point. But go ahead. I don't know that he was Jewish or non-Jewish. We don't know the identity of the second shooter, but there's going to be a whole lot more coming out. I mean, this is an evolving story. Go ahead, realist. More comments.
Okay, well, I would like to know if he's really Jewish or not. That's what I would like to know. I mean, it's not possible. It makes more sense that he was. I'm not saying that. It makes more sense that he was Jewish. I mean,
I'm just telling you, I don't at present have that information.
I don't know. I'm just saying that it should. I mean, it should be confirmed or not, whether he's not. I'm just saying it could be that he was Jew. I don't know. You know,
we'll find out. What I'm saying is I don't have that information in my fingertips, but we'll find out. I mean, this is one of the biggest stories of our time. I mean, it's going to be, and because they botched it, all the better, man. A lot of people are realizing, wow, maybe those conspiracy theorists knew what they were talking about. Well, I guarantee you, we have known what we're talking about, and this is a perfect example. Realists, give us further thoughts, such as you may have.
Another thought I had is, let's say the deep state did orchestrate this. Would they want him to be Jewish? Would they want him to be Jewish? I'm not saying it's not possible, maybe, but if the deep state did do this, let's say, would they want him to be Jewish? That's what I understand.
The companies, the organizations that funded the shorts on Trump, They invested a minimum of $120 million betting that Trump stock was going to drop. That was really predicated on the assumption he would be taken out, he would be killed. They were overwhelmingly Jewish organizations. So it looks like Israel is skeptical about Trump. They may not think he's reliable enough. He talks too much about America first, about nationalism. They may find that unnerving to them. I think actually Vance may be a greater Zionist than Trump, but it's also true they both think the war in Ukraine is ridiculous. They both want to end the war in Ukraine. And I wouldn't be surprised if Ukraine had snipers here in the U.S. that would love to take out Trump as well, and perhaps also Vance. So we got more excitement to come, realists, I guarantee, no doubt. A final thought?
I would say that as far as the Secret Service, I mean, what is more dangerous, having female or woman Secret Services protecting the President of the United States? What's more dangerous, or some transgender in a sports event or whatever, which is bullshit. I think it's bullshit. Yeah. What's more dangerous? I mean, some stupid bitches who can't shoot?
Secret Service is going to get a major overhaul, I predict. Thank you, realist. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back. Got to be a joker. He just do
what he please. Health Simple with Colorado Shield. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Well, next caller up is Paul from New Jersey. Paul, haven't heard from you for a while. Welcome back.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. Mr. Fetzer, for one, I'd like to bring up about the so-called conservatives at the Republican convention.
Yeah.
You know, I tuned in 2 days ago to when I was at a friend's house to the Republican National Convention. And well, lo and behold, within 2 minutes, I see them embrace the most recent manifestation of cultural Marxism. In this case, they were basically promoting and embracing women that get tattoos on their foreheads.
No.
They carted out this woman named Amber Rose, a bisexual. I think a quadroon who used to, she slept with Kanye West. I guess that's her claim to fame, and then married some other rapper. And right on her forehead, it says, I looked it up what it says. It says, Bash and Slash, supposedly for nicknames for her 2 children. And I'm thinking of this. This is what the Republican Party does. You see, and conservatives do. They conserve things, the cultural Marxism of the past. And so now they thought it was okay to take this woman who really belongs in freak shows and whorehouses and stripper bars, and the Republican Party puts her up in front.
She wasn't actually put up on the big screen, was she, Paul? Hey, I want to hear the rest of Paul. I don't know if we lost him. Can we get him back? I want Paul back. He's making a good point. I agree with what Paul is saying. Meanwhile, till we get Paul back. Sammy, Sammy in Las Vegas, join a conversation. Sammy, my friend.
Hi, Professor. How have you been?
Good.
I haven't called for a while because, you know, I can't take this left-right idiocy that people are putting down. You know, I explained to you before, I'm a Buddhist. I've been a Buddhist for like 30 years. To Asia, to temples that are over 300 years old. When I was in Guangzhou, I went to a Buddhist temple, and there was a German guy there who spoke English as good as I do. And we were talking, and I said something, and he goes, "Are you a Buddhist or are you not?" I go, "Yeah, I want to be a Buddhist." He goes, "Well..."
Charlie, I mean, Sammy, we lost you. Repeat it. Can you repeat?
Yeah.
I want to hear it. Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, the monk there at the Buddhist church in Guangzhou, think of me, if you're a Buddhist, you bow before no gods. And I started learning that. And you have to learn how to use your logic. Just what is logical? And who profits from it? Okay, now who profited from that show they had here in Pennsylvania? Who profited from
it? Right. Well, if it had been successful, the Democrats. But because it was a flop, Donald Trump. I mean, it's ironic.
Yeah,
this
Donald
was
Trump
an unintended consequence, Sammy, of an intentional action.
Oh, I think it was planned, Professor. Look at that, the fake blood on the ear. Remember I told you a while back in the 90s, I went to see Trump? Promoting the West at Madison Square Garden.
Go ahead.
Doing the same thing. They would grab the fake blood and put it on them like they were fighting and everything, and they weren't fighting. They were hitting each other with shower foam chairs and stuff. Trump's got experience with that. And J.D. Vance, do some research on him. What I would like everybody to do before you start calling me news is listen to David Icke today. He did a great show, J.D. Vance.
Tell me.
He was funded all the way through his race to be senator by a guy that I can't remember his name right now. It starts with a T. But he is the he's been the directing organizer for the Bilderberg Group for like the last 10 years. He, you know that young Swami, the Indian guy?
Yeah.
Him and Vance were classmates. What does that mean? Bones. They're both skull and bones. They come out of Yale, just like George Bush.
Well, you know, my impression, Sammy, had been Skull and Bones was an undergraduate organization, not a law school thing. I mean, I'm open to being proven wrong about this and other matters.
And it's an organization.
Go ahead.
It's an organization like the Bilderberg Group.
Hang on. Hang on, Sammy. I'm carrying you over. Pass the break. Stand by.
Younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind. I'll open up the door.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Mynutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options? I'm going to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Taibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Sammy, let me pick up where you left off. Okay, I'm open to the possibility it could have been a work, that it could be fake blood, the whole bit. You're saying Trump already would be familiar with that kind of a performance. How do you explain these Jewish organizations putting up over $120 million to bet that Trump's stock would drop based on the assumption he'd be dead, which obviously would have cost his Trump to stock to drop? I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, I have no clue about that. These guys sporting things like we go to a casino and play the slots or something, they'll bet $1 million on this. That's just what they do for fun. But anyway, you guys watch David Icke's show today. He explains it down to a T. J.D. Vance is... they've got a Zionist in there that makes Trump look like a schoolboy.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that, Sammy. I think it was a terrible choice, a terrible choice. And I don't know how he made such a colossal blunder. This is very bad.
Jim, you got to think, why do you think he makes all these blunders? They always happen for the wrong side, not for the American side.
Yeah.
Look at China, for example. China does everything to make life comfortable and more better for its people. You go to China, everybody's dressed nice. There's more houses than there's people. You don't have a house, they give you one. And you can take a train that goes over 400 miles an hour. cross-country dollars, American. I mean, they really look after their people. And look what they do to us. Everything is about how can they make more money off of us. Instead of making life better, it's we got to make money for the investors. You know what I mean?
Sammy, I agree. I agree.
We've been controlled by the left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yes.
For the last 150 years. If they ever fix the border, 150 years and they can't fix the border, come on, this is all planned.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
Sammy, you're eloquent in your old age, my friend. I want you to keep these calls coming. Thank you so much. We're going to keep after whether this was a fake event or a real one. Right now, I'm suggesting the evidence supports that it was a real one, but I'm open to being shown to be wrong, Sammy. You make great points. Thank you for calling, my friend. I look forward to the next. Meanwhile, Francis in North Carolina, what's the latest, girl?
Hey, young man. It's a silly Viking gal. I entered the service. One, a big shout-out to Layla. Of all of the folks that call in, you're one of those gems that do call in, and I'm grateful every day when I hear from you. And by the way, happy belated birthday, for that matter. If by chance you wish to send me a note or whatever, I could get, I don't know if you do written messages or whatever, or email, but... six simple letters, Fox Ivy, at CenturyLink.net. Yes, I know I'm throwing it out there in the airwaves, wherever it may go or whatever, but hey, look at it this way. The Alphabet Soup agencies all have it for one purpose or another, so what the heck? Anyway, aside from that, in light of your comment about cat and dog fight or cat and cat fight or whatever with... Big Mike and Hillary and all that, the real question would be is, which is the cat and which is the dog? That's the bigger question.
Some suggest they're both dogs.
I can appreciate that thought. On the flip side, there was a commentary. I have more for you. On the commentary about the aspect that Hillary flies out to California to participate in some witchy ritual or some garbage like that. For one thing, any legitimate witch would not have anything to do with Hillary. Now, what she would probably go to that would be accepting of her would be a satanic ritual, because they don't give a crap about who comes, as long as they got another fellow energy vampire to celebrate with them. So, enough about that deal. By the way, I absolutely... Hats off to those who actually caught the vibe or whatever that vindicating about Vance and where he's coming from. It's unknown as to who's paying him off, but boy, he's getting paid off big time to promote that 2025 project or whatever that's supposed to be spewing out after the election. To the point that if it's actually going to include that nurses, medical personnel, and so forth are supposed to get a shot jab, otherwise you'd be fired. Didn't they do that 4 years ago? I mean, really? I mean, it almost sounds redundant, but I wouldn't put it past them to try to really reinforce it and shove it down people's throats.
I was just reading an old tweet from Vance where he was suggesting that, but it was from years ago, yes.
There you go. Aspect that they've chosen him, like as if he's the next best thing since sliced bread to join Trump and so forth, which I have to admit, as far as the thing goes, one of the things that I'm finding interesting about that rally that he was supposedly shot at or whatever, the fact that there was no barrier of any sort surrounding the stage. I don't care if it was plexiglass, bulletproof vans, or whatever you want to call it, that you couldn't see, for that matter, despite the so-called security detail that was there, because, quite frankly, whenever you looked at a video of what was going on with the sharpshooter that was in back of them to watch over that whole area, I find it ironic that, in one part, the person that was behind the firearm lifted their head up about the same time the so-called proverbial shooter had did their pot shot. Now, my question is, was that lifting of the head of that so-called protective sharpshooter in back of them, was a sign or a head go to that supposed shooter to take the shot, and it was okay to do so? So there's a lot of big questions about that, and so I'm like, okay, this is a major setup. And I think, quite frankly, ironically, Trump knew about it. He had no problem with it. He was just going to play the game like it was. So with that, have a fun week.
Thanks. Thanks, Francis. Meanwhile, we got Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation. Glad
Hello,
to have you
Mr.
back.
Hello, Professor.
Yes.
Yesterday when I called in about the T-shirt that the shooter was wearing, I didn't know what the name of it was. It's Demolition Ranch. Demolition Ranch, he's a YouTuber promoting militias and firearms.
Okay.
You might want to check that out.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
This guy feels that they were setting him up, putting that T-shirt on him, the shooter. So I don't know. May I suggest to the Secret Service they go see the movie Sniper with Mark Wahlberg, where he was checking out places to shoot the president. Yeah, they're all high places. Maybe they could learn something from that movie.
Well, I think they know those things, Laura. It was a setup. They were setting Trump up to be taken out. That's my opinion. And there's a lot of debate about it. But in my opinion, the evidence is growing that they thought they were going to kill Trump. And that was a real shoot and not a fake. But that's my opinion, and I'm willing to be shown to be wrong.
I feel the same way. I feel that same way. I mean, everybody's so afraid to... They're thinking, oh, his ear is too close and this and that. You never know what's going to happen. You just don't know. This is what I like about RBN. Look, a few days later, our side has everything almost all figured out. You know, they can't figure it out. That we're too smart for that side. We know what's going on. We've already got the facts for it.
Love hearing from you, Laura. Love it.
Okay.
Give us a final thought.
That's all. I just wanted to say that I don't believe the people are saying it's a fake. I just don't believe it myself.
Okay. Thank you. Glad to hear from you, always. Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, as usual, Laura from Michigan is right on. She's exactly correct. It's not a fake. Now, here's the thing I want to bring to your attention if you didn't see it. So yesterday's story in the Financial Times, Hungary Premier Orbán hails, quote, well-founded Kiev peace plan.
Yeah.
So Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, right, has claimed, made claims in a private letter to EU leaders following consultations in Moscow and Beijing. And I'll read just the one quote, okay? This is Orban speaking a letter to EU people. He says, quote, we can expect no peace initiative coming from Trump until the elections. I can, however, surely state that shortly after his election victory, he will not wait until his inauguration, but will be ready to act as a peace broker immediately, Orban wrote, unquote. Quote, he has detailed and well-founded plans for this, unquote. Okay? This is a letter from Viktor Orban, who met with Trump 2 days before the cabal fired a gunshot at Trump's head. It's no coincidence, and, you know, I will just say it's important that the realist was before. He had that question about, you know, would the deep state want to make the shooter Jewish? Well, he's got the accent on the wrong syllable, right? The deep state is a euphemism for the Jewish cabal that rules us, okay? The so-called intelligence agencies. And the fact is, so we know that the Mossad, when they pull off operations, and I'm convinced this is a Mossad CIA Jewish cabal effort to kill Trump. when they pull off an operation, they have to make sure that everybody, everywhere down the line at every point, is controlled by Jews or under Jewish control. And the perfect example, of course, is 9/11, right? Larry Silverstein, magically 6 weeks before they pull off the 9/11 attacks, the Mossad did it, obviously. 6 weeks before, all of a sudden, Larry Silverstein owns the World Trade Center. So he has the power to allow people to come into the buildings and you know, set up whatever kind of weapons that were either nuclear or whatever it was. Or okay, and then at the very high level, of course, you had people like Ehud Barak and Benjamin Netanyahu. This is the same thing here. Okay, how is it? I asked this question yesterday. This is very relevant. How is it you have a security plan, right, with a building less than 400 feet away in line sight of the principal, in this case, the former President Trump? That particular building is specifically cut out of the federal security plan and put under the control of the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania, Shapiro. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not claiming that Shapiro is telling the shooter what to do. I'm not claiming that George Soros is telling the little. But everywhere along the line, I do believe, and I think it's already proven, actually, that the shooter is Jewish, although he didn't have to be. But the interesting part is he also has a Ukrainian girlfriend. I would say also, Jim, I would put this out. Look for the next thing to hear about this shooter. They're going to start leaking out, oh, he's Nazi connected, right? They're going to make him out to be a Nazi, right? Which is another trick they pull.
Yeah.
It's the same trick they're pulling with Zelensky. Zelensky has Nazis working for him, and this is a totally Jewish war against Russia. Okay, because they got some wicked, deluded, neo-Nazi-identifying people there, they're going to throw off everybody, right? But the fact is, this is a totally Jewish operation, I believe, this assassination attempt, because they know that Trump is about to put an end to their Jewish war against Russia, which they're trying to turn into World War III. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's all good reasoning. I don't have a problem with that, Joe. And the fact that the companies that did the short were all Jewish is, to me, quite striking.
Exactly. More evidence.
Yeah.
To be clear, I had my best friend for 30 years in Jewish. It's not about, Jews hating Jewish people. Look, if you just observe the behavior, I'm just pointing out what's a fact. The problem in America is that we are so deluded and distracted, and people don't even see what's really going on. I mean, we are hours away from World War III because of the psychopaths like Victoria Nuland, Anthony Blinken. Who are the Jews that have been running this administration? Joe Biden has never been president, okay? It's a Jewish cabal running this thing. I do believe that God is watching over Donald Trump, whether he knows it or not. I'm grateful for that. And I'm also grateful, in a positive note, that this peace plan is actually still alive. So I would say pray for peace and don't be distracted by the stories. But you're right on target with what you're saying. It's not a fake killing or assassination attempt. Don't get distracted, my opinion is. Don't get distracted by people who are going to try and distract us. Like the way they distract us with Kennedy assassination. Oh, it's Cuba, right? Oh, it's Cuba. People put out whole books about how it was Fidel Castro that killed it. We obviously know, actually, it was the same people who tried to kill Trump now.
Thank you, Joe. Good stuff.
Thanks
a lot. You got it. Paul, I'm glad to say Paul is back. Paul, pick it up where you left off. Paul, are you there? Did we lose Paul again? Are you muted, Paul? Are you muted? Okay, Paul. Charlie in Florida. Charlie, give us your thoughts, my friend. Charlie.
Hey, Dr. Fetzer. Yeah. Listen, Joe is spot on. Joe from Florida, my friend there, he and I agree on a lot of things when he calls in. A lot of times I have to agree with him on a lot of stuff he says. He's absolutely right here. I'm almost pretty sure he's right about this being a Jewish thing, and that, you know, we can follow the assassinations over there, including the one they attempted on Orban and FICO and all these people, and they're trying to wipe out any kind of opposition to the war that's going on over there in Ukraine. And he did meet with Trump. He's right on. But no, the reason I'm calling is I've got some kind of breaking for you. If you can go, can you access your James Spencer dot, I mean, at dumnedu email right now?
Yeah.
And look for an email, shots from the water tower, and blow it up and look at it. It's only 3 seconds. If you can do that right now, I think you'll be amazed.
Shots from the water tower. Oh, here it is. Yeah.
It's from me.
Okay. Let me see
blow
what
it
we
up
got.
As big as you can, put your glasses on and look at it. It's only about 3 seconds.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at it. The shooter seemed to be right on top of the water tower. Is that where he is?
Yeah, he's right there in this, almost in the center of the water tower.
Ah, right there in the center.
The chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
It's blurry, but you can make it out. There's something moving.
No, no, no.
Something
I'm with
going
you.
On. It looks like flashes.
I'm with you.
Am I
see
right
it.
Or wrong?
Charlie, I saw it. Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. There was a second shooter in the same general direction firing at Trump. Remember, we've had identified one weapon firing 3 shots, a second weapon firing 5, and a third weapon firing 1, where the last weapon firing 1 was taken out. The shooter fired 3. It looks like this guy, he fired the 5 shots. Would you be inclined to agree?
It may be, yeah, I think so. There's people that are saying that the guy that was on the roof, you know, the crooks, whatever his name is, they're saying that he never got a shot off. He was a total patsy.
Yeah.
That the shot came from here.
He was a patsy. I sure agree with that. No question about it.
I've got a final thought here.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I wanted to share that with you, but okay, here's something I've tried to point out to people that, you know, okay, Trump turned his head right at this. That shot would have killed him if Trump hadn't turned his head. One lousy 1.5 seconds that shot was in the air, it would have hit him right in the head. He turned his head right at the exact time. Now, here's what I want to say. Okay, I've tried to point that out. People don't believe it. But here's something people have to look at, okay? What was Trump's motive to pull this off? I mean, do you see a motive? Joe Biden had already made an idiot out of himself and was continuing to make idiots out of himself. He'd already beaten him at the debates, right? And everything Biden had said since then was made a complete fool of himself. Trump didn't have to get. He was a cinch in at the RNC. He didn't need it for that.
Right.
For what purpose would he do this? I mean, he already has the election hands down.
Yes.
He doesn't need it. There's no motive for him.
I agree, Charlie. And who the hell is as a stunt going to put a bullet a fraction of his inch away from your brain, for God's sake. I mean, I agree. Now,
and allow other people to be killed.
Yeah. And other
process.
People. Yeah. Charlie, we're on the same page here. I agree. And I'm glad you turned up that footage from the water tower. There should have been a security team on the water tower. It was the highest structure in the vicinity. It was an obvious shooting location, and now we've nailed it as having been actually a shooting location for the second shooter. Charlie, thank you for that. Give us a final thought, Charlie.
Oh, I don't know, Jim. There's so much going on. I can't keep up with it, I'll be honest with you.
Good call, Charlie. Thank you a lot. JP in Chicago, join the conversation. JP.
Outstanding program to get. Excellent, Charlie and Joe. I agree with them all the way. They're definitely two shooters. I mean, the Sam Andrews called this out on John Moore's show on Monday at 7 a.m. He called out the water tower as a selected, second shooter. So that all makes sense. And then the windage, the wind blown off, the sound. Nowadays, you can't get away with anything. But, I tell you, Jim, back during the JFK assassination, they got away with it because they had full spectrum documents. They had the Secret Service controlled. They had the guy in the grassy knoll. They had the back mob shooters. And then they had Patsy. They had the Patsy fall guy. But a good interview, if you guys want to look this up, I looked at not only Sam Andrews, Michael Jaco's a friend of mine. He's Navy SEAL. He used to do high-end profile protections, and he said there was lots of red flags on that one. He said that, and Sam Andrews said that right away. And these guys, unlike me, they're top-tier professionals. Michael Jaco was part of Navy SEAL Team 6, okay?
Yeah.
That's his category. So they all said the same thing as what you're talking about. And John Moore's talking about. So I trust the experts. I trust the Marine Corps. And I trust Vance. I got to disagree also with Layla. I'm sorry. George Clooney is a kin. He's Scotch-Irish. He grew up with the hillbillies down in Arkansas with a pet pig. And I know this because my dad knew his auntie, Rosemary Clooney. She was a famous singer. And he was lived in her closet as a teenager. So he got into Hollywood at his young age. He became the sexiest man in the world. And I guarantee you his wife is a female. She's a foxy Italian tight. Okay, no, that is not a man.
Yeah. JP, I think the images I've seen of her look very much like a woman. I mean, I didn't have a lot of doubt about it until Layla brought it up for the first time. But it's good stuff. Give us a final thought.
My ex-wife was from Brazil. She was a 9, but Clooney's wife is a 10. Okay.
Right.
Peace out, brother.
Hey, I'm sorry. James in Charlotte, Bill in Florida. Call early tomorrow. I'll get you on. Meanwhile, everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.